Anonymous members of Garrett's staff complained of being asked to run errands and to care for the congressman's dog and children. His chief of staff quit, and Politico reported turnover in his office was one of the highest on Capitol Hill. Now, it's Garrett who's leaving.
The tragedy is that any person, Republican, Democrat, or independent, who's known me for any period of time and has any integrity, knows two things. I am a good man, and I'm an alcoholic. This is the hardest statement that I have ever publicly made, by far. It's also the truth.
Fellow politicians wished Garrett well in seeking treatment, but many also began the search for his replacement on November's ballot. Whoever gets the nod from a committee of 36 Republicans in the district is likely to win a seat in Congress, according to Bob Gibson, a former journalist who covered Virginia politics for 25 years.
It was a 16-point win for Tom Garrett 2 years ago. It was an 11-point win for President Trump that year. So it's reliably Republican due to the gerrymandering that has it running from 12 miles south of the Maryland border in Fauquier County all the way to the North Carolina border.
Still, he notes Democrat Leslie Coburn has raised twice as much money as Garrett, and at the moment, she's the only one in the race. There will be a fight in Republican circles. Fauquier County farmer Martha Bonita, Nelson County distiller Denver Riggleman, delegates Jim McKelvey and Michael Webert have also said they're running. And while they haven't declared, State Senators Bill Stanley and Bryce Reeves may also want the job. I'm Sandy Houseman.